Man, between sickness and everything else, our team's been getting knocked down. And, for example, our home tournament, I had 7 to 9 guys wrestling out of 16 or 17. I mean, it's been ugly.
Tough winter.
And due to that, I only ended up taking 11 middle schoolers up to regions, and then a couple of a fourth grader and a fifth grader ended up coming up and were able to wrestle with us as well. And we did extremely well. We had 13 guys, and we tied with DZ, who had 32, for third place. I mean, we were right there in the hunt. If we would have had the way I look at it, if we would have had the numbers that everybody else had, I mean, we would have probably taken first or second in the tournament. I mean, these kids wrestled their hearts out. It was great to see.
Who had an outstanding tournament?
I ended up with 4 guys in the finals and 3 champions. Gage Masson, they ran from his weight class. Everybody was checking, what weight's Gage at? And, I mean, we had a guy that tried to cut down, and he didn't make it. He ended up meeting Gage in the finals, and it did not go well for him. And then we had another guy that's well-known out of Ketchikan for being tough, and he bumped up a weight class because he wrestled Gage last year, and, again, that didn't go very well for him. We had a couple guys that it's good to see the progression. From the start of the season, Aiden Cotta came out this year, first-year wrestler, never wrestled before, come out, and, I mean, he didn't know his left from his right foot at the start of the season. By the end, I mean, the kid's smart. He picks stuff up really good, and, I mean, he didn't place. He was one match away from placing in the tournament, but to see him go out there and just, he never gave up, ever. Another one is Thomas Lewis. He ended up earning 5th place as a 6th grader this year, and he lost his first match to a kid out of Craig, really tough kid, and he ended up meeting that kid again for 5th and 6th, and by the end of regulation, it was 18-18, and so we had to go to overtime, and I explained to him, you know, he'd never been here before. It's like, you have to get a takedown. First person to get a takedown wins, and he went out and beat this kid in overtime that I think was a region runner-up last year. I mean, for him to do that, it shows how much heart that he has, and that's what I try and tell all the kids, is you go out and you wrestle as hard as you can. I can work with that. We can work with heart and get you where you need to be. You know, like I said, I had 3 champions, 4 in the finals. Caden Duke took 2nd at 121 pounds. He's another one, man. I've been watching him the last couple of years and waiting for him to turn that corner, and he got thrashed on quite a bit last year, and this year he had this chip on his shoulder and said, I'm not going to take that anymore. And, I mean, he pinned everybody very badly, guys that he had always been losing to, and, yeah, he just decided he wasn't going to have that anymore. Jonas Becklund, I mean, he's 160 pounds. He's built like Abe Lincoln, you know, tall, lanky, real corded muscle, and, I mean, he pinned everybody in the first period. Jonas Anderson as well, he was down at 127 pounds, pinned his way through the tournament. You know, I had to argue just to get him the 2nd seed, and I tried telling these guys, like, look, I don't think you quite understand. He's on a mission. He is going to take the region, and they didn't agree, but he proved them himself right in the end.
Mm-hmm. Are many of them 8th graders that you graduate out?
There's a couple 8th graders. I think I have 4 8th graders, and then, like I said, I left probably 4 or 5 kids behind from sickness or low grades due to the sickness that was going around. Which they would have helped, but at the same time, I mean, they're student athletes first. Student comes first.
Okay, and that wraps up the season for you guys.
Yes, we actually have 4 guys, too, that are going up to Tanana, the middle school state tournament. I myself am not going, but I talked with the DZ coach, Lauren Cummins, up in Juneau, and he goes up every year. He's taking his own kids up, and he talked with some of the kids that are going, and he's going to help coach them along and whatnot. I think we have 4 that are going up. We had Jonas Becklin, Jonas Anderson, Marcus Anderson, and then Gage Masson are all going up.
All right.
So it'll be good statewide. To see how, and that's statewide. There is no criteria for qualifying for that. You can just show up and you can participate. So you end up, this in theory could be the biggest tournament in high school and middle school combined. Like a lot of them, they end up running 64-man brackets just because there's so many kids that show up. And it's going to be good to get that Southeast representation up there. I mean, and it's big school, little school, it's everybody.